There are better ways to encourage literacy among children than exposing them to male transvestites at Drag Queen Story Hours. Drag Queen Story Hours feature flamboyant drag queens reading stories to children, mostly in libraries, schools, bookstores, and sometimes bars. One parent says these performances expose kids to beautiful people. Genderqueer academic Harris Kornstein said, "Drag queens can teach kids how to live queerly." He said Drag Queen Story Hours foster a queer rationality between adult and child. Christopher Rupo dug in to what he describes as the real story behind this bizarre modern ritual and has produced a short film. Find it at ChristopherRuffo.com. The film takes us back to the 1969 Stonewall riots, when drag suddenly became political. Two drag queens formed the Street Transvestite Action Revolutionaries. They created a list of demands, including the right to self-determination over the use of their bodies, the right to be gay anytime, any place, the right to physiological change and modification of sex on demand. Chris Rupo explains that after the 60s, cross-dressers were no longer just engaging in entertainment, but were revolutionaries who wanted to overthrow the system through sex. Drag became a political weapon underpinned by queer theory, a discipline created to deconstruct and disorder human sexuality. The film introduces lesbian theorist Gail Rubin, who advocated normalizing the eroticism of those who transgress generational boundaries. In her words, boy lovers. Gender studies scholar Judith Butler posited the postmodern idea that man-woman sexuality is a social construct that could be reshaped via performance. Drag queens were the perfect vehicle. So in 2015, the Drag Queen Story Hour was created. A Los Angeles-based queer activist organized the formation of chapters across the country. Chris Rupo warns that these activists have been remarkably successful. Governments and philanthropies who sponsor and promote this should stop now. For Point of View, I'm Penno Dexter.